The Country Championships are on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
First and second make the Randwick final on April 6th, and Andrew Gibbons is going to be there as well. Morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate, and congratulations on your achievement. When was it, earlier this week, on 1,000 career winners?
Yeah, I knocked that up on Tuesday at Tamworth, so that was fantastic.
Yeah. Did you know you were close? Are you one that sort of keeps an eye on it?
Yeah, actually, I knew at the start of the season what I needed to get to, the 1,000, but I purposely kept the number away from Gary Harley, so I didn't mock him.
You didn't want that build-up through 990, did you?
Exactly right. I kept it quiet and kept it to myself, but I knew where I was up to.
No, that's good. No, and how many years have you been riding, Andrew, to get there?
It's a bit over 20 years now, so it's a long time coming. And I said in an article the other day, I probably made the mistake at when I was apprentice. I was lucky enough to have two very good bosses in Norman, Phil Smith and Brian Guy, but they were both stables that had probably quality, not quantity, and they both had horses where they pretty much could just run around the provincials and the town. So I really went to the country as an apprentice, and at the time I thought that was a fantastic thing, but little did I know, but it was going to affect me later on. When I came out of my time, I never had trouble getting rides, but the quality wasn't there. And for that first sort of 8-10 years out of my time, I was always getting plenty of rides, but the quality wasn't there, and the number of winners wasn't there either.
I understand that. Your season's going a beauty, though. I spoke to Greg Ryan this time last week, and he's leading the Jockeys Premiership in New South Wales, but you're only six behind. I think that tells us just you're linking up with Chris Lees, but so many other trainers.
Yeah, that bloody Greg Ryan, I just can't catch him. Every time I have a good day, he has a better one.
Yeah.
No, things are going great, yeah, not far behind Greg. I think it's not a bad market sort of being close to Greg. So, yeah, and as you say, it does help with the support of Chris Lees. He's been fantastic for me the last 7 or 8 years. And but this season, yeah, things have just gone from strength to strength. And that win the other day that got me to the 1,000 was actually my 50th for him this season. So things are going along good.
Yeah, it is for sure. And saying that you've been riding for around 20 years, it's hard to always say you've got the same zest, but you've obviously loved what you do.
Yeah, and it's probably, I've got a bit more life to me now than I did sort of in those middle years because things are going so good now.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to get out of bed, get to the track in the morning and do the hard yards and do that bit of extra training outside of it, knowing that you go into the races and majority of your rides are going to be chances.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's talk about your ride there at Port Macquarie on Sunday in the Country Championship qualifier, the mare Luciana Bell, who we saw the other day. You positioned beautifully, and she really did power home there in that Queen of the North.
Yeah, she was terrific. It was hard to believe she'd only had one win going into that. She was built her horses always knocking on the door without winning, but I trolled her leading into it. And before the trial, I was a little worried that going to the Queen of the North, they'd be a bit too sharp for over 400. But, you know, his horse is pretty well weighed. He had her ready to go. And she was probably not as sharp as I thought early, but that last 500 metres was very, very strong.
She looks to be one, you know, she's run over 1,500 and around that multiple times. So Saturday's trip obviously is ideal coming, you know, staying at that 1,200. She's a strong mare.
She is. The only concern with going second up 1,200 is she going to be sharp enough? That's why I'm glad he left her a little while between runs. She's going to be one of those horses that is going to be better suited in the final if she can make it. But there's plenty in her boat too that are suspect about the shorter distances getting qualified. But, you know, if they do get through, the 1,400 Ram is going to be much better suited. So I'm hoping she's as fresh as she was the other day and as sharp as she was, because no doubt if she can qualify, she's going to be a live player come the final.
She certainly looks to be capable enough of a good late sectional if he can just get that right run from the draw.
Yeah, that'll be the same game plan. I'm assuming Wayne won't want to change anything. He'll want me to ride her the same as the other day. Doesn't always work that way, but if we can just get that nice draw and I can give her a similar ride, I'd expect to be a good tempo like the other day, and definitely she'll be the one running out of them.
Good luck, Andrew. I hope it's a terrific day. You travel a lot. Are you Greg Ryan starting to taper a little bit with the travel that he does? Do you keep an eye on the Ks that you travel?
Yeah, I got a new car last November year before ago, so about 14 months, and I've just hit 105,000 Ks. So I've spent a bit of time in it.
You do. Oh, gee, no wonder you got a new one, mate.
I wish Greg Ryan would taper off a bit more so I can catch him.
Now, just before I let you go, I'm getting some acceptances through here. So I can tell you that on Sunday, the championship qualifier is going to be race 7. And Luciana Bell has drawn barrier 4.
Yep. Beautiful.
In a field of 14 plus four, mate.
Oh, that's perfect. I can pretty much do what I like from there. That's I can let her be where she's going to be. She'll probably race that three or four lengths off and again. So, and that makes life a touch a bit easier.
It does. It does. Mate, good luck with it. I hope it runs well for you on Sunday.
Thank you very much, Tuck.